Is it true that you never come to a performance of Tosca?
Well, why? Because I studied Tosca with Puccini himself, and I know every movement, although I never was the same in every performance. I don't believe that we are not a machine which you oil and it goes on and it goes right. The same thread. And I try to be every performance different, but I was really Puccini's creation as Tosca, and I...
So Tosca is the one exception to Tosca. You don't come.
No.
But you
this
did...
Isn't like I never would think Visidate in concert form or publicly out of a performance because I promised it to Puccini. That yeah. Tosca, Visidate was a drama itself, and he wanted to build it up, and it goes out, and he never permit to make a bow to give it after the aria.
I hope not.
Well, in Italy,
one
yes, they
do.
Do
that anymore, they
yes, but
do
in
it.
Your time, didn't
but,
did you take vows at the end of aria?
I remember when in the general rehearsal in Vienna, the baritone was so excited and threw me on the floor. And I thought my nose is bleeding, and I didn't dare to get up. And so the concertmaster gave me a...
That's a tough one to get in, on that silent orchestra.
And I thought, if I raise now my face with the bloody nose and everything will be horrible. And so all of a sudden say, basta, basta, basta. He come and say, promise me that you always will sing it on your face down. And so we rehearsed it so long till it go on. That was the scene which the people say that's so famous, and it was the outstanding scene, but it was...
And it just all happened by chance.
By chance was a curse out of the scene.
The subject is really Strauss and not Puccini, but since you have brought him up, one quick question. I seem to remember that you two ladies were also connected with a rather fabulous Puccini occasion, to wit, the first performance of the famous Trittico in Vienna. In what part were you, Madame Jones?
I think Georgette in Il Tabarro.
Il Tabarro and Madame Lehmann.
I was Sua Angelica.
Uh-huh.
And
I suppose by the old rules of competition, you don't remember who the third girl was. You know, there's one.
I really don't.
In Gianni Schicchi, there's one too.
Yeah. I really
wasn't
don't.
In Reininghaus?
Reining, I think it was.
Reininghaus, he married Estwick.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Well, anyhow, has anyone ever done all these three parts? I know some people who have.
I don't think in Vienna had. Certainly in the time when I was.
And
there.
Was Puccini there at that time? For that
time? Yes, he came.
He was in Vienna.
Yeah.
I recall I was in Brussels, and I got a telegram to come immediately to Vienna. And I was ordered, that time we were ordered. There was not like you can, we were ordered.
You mean a management ordered singers
absolutely.
At that time, Madame Jones?
Absolutely, we were soldiers.
Don't make me envious.
Yes, you might be, because we were soldiers and we were under time. And I was ordered back to Vienna, and Puccini came on Monday to the train to meet me, and she said, you have to sing on Saturday, Il Tabarro. I said...
You mean you didn't know it at all?
I didn't know anything.
She took the place of somebody else, whom Puccini didn't like. I remember that very well.
And
How can you learn a part in 3 days?
In 3 days? I said, let me sing first Tosca, and Wednesday the performance was scheduled in his honor, a gala performance. So I sang the Tosca on Wednesday, and he came right away home after the performance with me and played for me the first time that part of Il Tabarro of Georgette.
Had you ever heard the opera before?
I never heard nothing, and so from Thursday till Saturday I learned the part and sang really. Saturday evening was the premiere, and then he insisted he'd like to have a white blouse with big red dots. In whole Vienna was not big red dots possible. So he went and we bought 3 yards of a white material, and he himself with a red pencil painted the dots, and I had a blouse with red dots.
Well, that was something.
Oh, I remember. You looked very beautiful. I remember
I look a real Frenchie.
You did.
Well,
you did.
That's the idea.
Thank you. You're such a darling.